A long time ago, in a city far, far away, there lived three wise ones and their superhero friend. The wise ones had it all. Strength, courage, superpowers, and smarts. You could say they were quite a power to be reckoned with. Their names were Wonder Woman,
Beautiful Night for Stargazing,
Batman,
There's only one star I can see, and that's you.
And of course, Spider-Man.
I'm in a skit. Call me back when you have some real crime.
These three wise ones were wise in every way but one, where they put all their hope. We put our hope in lots of things, but unless we hope in God, we're forgetting to put it in the most important place of all. Batman put all of his hope into himself. Any situation he faced, Batman trusted in only his brains and gadgets to figure it out.
Who's the smartest wise one? You are. You're the smartest wise one.
Spider-Man put all of his hope in his webs. Whenever trouble arose, Spider-Man relied on his powers of wall crawling and web slinging.
Another car thief, not again.
Wonder Woman put all of her hope in her powers, trusting only her strength, speed, and ability to fly.
I stick to my powers. People can let you down.
On 2nd Street, you say, I'll web sling right over.
Oh no, my Batmobile's broken.
Every night when I look into the sky, I can trust it to be the same sky. I'm not going to look into this telescope one day and suddenly see a new star. A new star? It can't be! All hope is lost!
Wise ones, hope is not lost. Just don't forget to put your hope in the most important place. Just don't hope in your powers. Hope in the ones who made you. Just don't hope in technology. Hope in the ones who call us to help each other. Don't just hope in the stars. Hope in the ones who put the stars in the sky. God, don't you get it?
If God put a whole new star in the sky, there must have been a reason. Maybe we should try trusting in God to show us what that reason is. We should follow that star.
I'm coming too.
Don't forget me.
We now return to the adventures of Wonder Woman, Batman, and Spider-Man. When we last saw our three wise ones, they were in a city far away when a new star appeared out of nowhere. They concluded that this star must be important and decided to follow it. Riding their camels, the wise ones have traveled many miles over many days.
I think this star might be taking us on a wild goose chase.
Don't you mean a wild star chase?
Look what it says here in the Bible. I'm excited.
What is wrong with you? We've been riding these camels forever. We're dirty, we're tired, and we want to go home.
My bottom is sore. I'm not used to having to sit for transportation.
But we're going to meet the new king.
What?
Batman explained to them how, according to ancient Jewish scripture that we know today as the Bible, the new star is a sign God sent to signal the arrival of a new king.
But I don't feel like we're ever going to get there. Maybe there's no point to this journey. Maybe there's no king. I just want to go home.
Stop! Look up there! What do you see?
A star. If we build some walls, I bet I can get up there.
Ugh! It's not just a star. It's a promise from God.
Batman is right. That star is shining, shimmering promise that God put in the sky, a promise that God will lead us to the newborn king. And do you know what happens when God makes a promise? He delivers on it. God always fulfills his promises.
I'm going to keep following the star so that I can see the new king that God has promised.
You're right. I'm in.
Guess I'm in too.
Saw our three wise ones, they had been traveling for some time, following a new star that God had placed in the sky. In time, they came to the city of Jerusalem. The temple of God was in Jerusalem. The king's palace was in Jerusalem. Surely this would be the perfect place to find the newborn king that God had promised. The current king of the land was a man named Herod. Herod was feared by the people, disliked by his own family, and he just wasn't a nice guy.
What is the agenda for today?
Let's see. At noon, you're going down to the royal jail to question some prisoners. At 2, you're having your own parents arrested.
Oh, and you have visitors, wise ones from the east.
Send them in.
To see the king of the Jews.
Well, here I am. Take a good long look.
We definitely did not come to see you. We are seeking the new king.
Definitely not to see you. What?
We saw his star in the sky and we have followed it many miles. We know we are very close now. We thought he might be here in this royal palace.
It doesn't look like he's here.
They say new king has been born, but I'm king. I cannot let anyone take my throne from me.
We must find the child and kill him.
Yes, King Herod!
According to the prophet Micah, the new king and savior will be born in Bethlehem.
We must find him and worship him as soon as possible.
Once you find him, come back here and tell me where he is. I want to take care of that precious little baby king.
Man, I don't like that guy. I think I should tangle him in a spider web.
That's a great idea.
Idea. journey continues with Wonder Woman, Batman, and Spider-Man. These three wise ones had been following a star for some time. When they got to Jerusalem, they learned from King Herod that the new king was to be born in Bethlehem. They continued to follow the star as it drew them even closer. When they finally reached the place where Jesus was, the star stopped.
Oh! Careful, you almost shook the baby. You should watch where you're going.
It's just that we have to keep IR on that star. It's going to lead us to... That's weird. The star seems to have stopped.
That must mean this is him, the newborn king.
The one sent from God.
The Savior. This is Jesus, my precious little one, the Son of God.
To the king, I give the purest gold.
To the Savior, I give the finest frankincense.
To Jesus, I bring myrrh.
Why is this wrapped in webs? Also, what is myrrh?
Sometimes my hands shoot out webs at the wrong times, but myrrh is the choicest spice.
I'm overwhelmed. You've traveled so far that you've given the best that you have to offer. Why would you do all this?
What we can give doesn't even compare to what God has given.
God has given us the greatest gift ever, His Son Jesus.
God gave us His best.
Now we give our best to Him.
In Jesus, God gives us the gift of salvation, joy, and peace. This Epiphany, may you receive this amazing gift.
May the powers of the Lord be with you.
Please stay.